May 6th, 9:24, 9:25. I can't see the silly. 9:22, May 5th. Good morning. Good morning. Not May 5th, May 6th. Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. Today is May 6th, Sunday morning. I'm out for my walk. And I'm getting it out of the way before I get nailed for more chores. I've already got a couple on my plate for the day. But I needed to walk off some of yesterday's pain. The problem was the sprinkler head. Just doing the lawn wasn't that big a deal. But then I got caught up in sprinkler repair. Irrigation system repair, which involves a lot of up and down, digging up sprinkler heads, fighting with little tiny screws to make adjustments that aren't clear. In fact, one head got destroyed because the instructions on it were backwards. I needed to reduce the flow, and I needed to according to the instructions, I needed to turn the screw counterclockwise to close it down. Unfortunately, it was exactly the opposite. By turning it the direction I was turning it in, it was opening it up. And what eventually happened was the little nozzle inside blew out because there was no screw holding it in anymore. So I had to dig that one up again and replace it with a new one. I'm hoping at some point I'll find the missing piece. It's out on the lawn somewhere. A little blue piece of plastic about the size of the last joint of my little finger. Yeah, I'm likely to spot that. I'll probably find it in the lawnmower next time I mow the front yard. So somebody left me a link, and I've forgotten who now. It might have been John or Stephen. Forgive me for not paying close attention, because what I did was follow the link, and the link was cool. It went to a variety of different pods, work spaces outside the norm. And I have to say, this is pretty clever. Those are very clever. I need to put a new tool shed out in the backyard. The current one has a rotted hole in the side where all sorts of bugs and stuff get in. It keeps the rain off the lawnmower, but that's about the best that can be said of it. It's also 25 years old and looks like about 40 years old. It's not in very good shape. Well, it's been after me for 2 years to replace it. Maybe it's time. I went to Lowe's and looked at the existing tool sheds, storage sheds. And this one is actually quite attractive. It's 8x12, or 10x12, I guess. No, 8x12, which is more than enough. And even comes with a workbench and a couple shelving units that get built into it as it's built. But across one end is this workbench thing. And it's, you know, it's like a couple feet deep. It's just about right for a laptop to go on. It wouldn't be something I'd want to leave the computer out there with. But certainly a place where I could take one out and sit and be out of harm's way. I have to run electricity out there, but it's right outside the main junction box of the house, so getting an electrician to run a cable out there wouldn't be a big deal. Got it wired up. be able to plug in a laptop or my netbook or whatever. Not an internet because it's too far away from the router. So I wouldn't be online except through the phone. Yeah, some potential there. Definitely. So, I wrote to Robin about the missing periods. As soon as I found out about it, which I believe was Friday, it might have been Thursday. So far, she hasn't written back. So I don't know if they've been fixed, but she hasn't responded. Yeah. So beyond that, it's a cool, lovely Sunday morning. It's quite crisp out. 50 degrees, a little breeze. It's probably going to be 90 before the day is out. Chicken grilling today. We'll be doing some chicken on the outdoor fire. That'll be tasty. Trying to think of something clever to go with it, but I suspect it's going to be the normal mashed potatoes and green beans. Oh, the back of my shoulders, the back of my neck, from bending down, leaning in, pulling up, all of those muscles that don't get a whole lot of use and get viciously abused yesterday, they're sore today. My hips and lower back are pretty painful as well, but at least walking them out makes a big difference. So this was a pain management exercise. I may wind up taking another anti-inflammatory pill when I get back, just because this is the kind of pain that they do well on. They'll probably make me sleepy, but I can think of worse things than taking a nap on a Sunday afternoon. What a beauty day. What a beauty. Oh. So let's see. Captain's Chair. I'm cruising through that still. It's going slowly because I'm reading it carefully. There's a lot of stuff in there that's redundant. I think I've mentioned this before. I'm really surprised at how many different times I say the same thing in the same paragraph. Oh, I found a dog. What a surprise. So yeah, I'm surprised at how often I find the same idea expressed two or three different ways in the same paragraph. So I've been going through those and trying to prune out and simplify. The difficulty is that each time it's said, it's said a little differently. And my idea is that what I really need to do is figure out what it was I was trying to say and then say that instead of all of the rest of it. So it's taken a little longer to wade through this. The other side of the coin is that it hasn't been a week yet. I still don't have an also-bought ribbon. The sales are sliding slowly down. It was something over 400 the last time I looked. And that's, I've lost 100 points, over 100 points. But that's not bad, considering that this is pretty much on the basis of my own fan base before it actually shows up in anybody else's also bought list. So the algorithms have put me onto bestseller lists and even on popularity lists. I think I'm on the hot new releases list, at least somewhere in science fiction. I still haven't made it to also bought status, and that should give us a secondary lift. That should move us up into a territory where we'll be able to see things. People who don't know me quite so well will notice that, oh yeah, here's a book by somebody different. Captain Share is a really good place for people, the Captain Share Double Share is a good place for people who really didn't like the first three because not enough happened. I think enough happens in the third book, fourth book, that the second set is much more accessible for people who have less patience for stuff not happening, for the kind of literary science fiction that the first three volumes represented. So while I'm doing all this, I've got Zephyr's Call tickling away in the back of my brain, and I really like what's happening back there. When I sit down, it's probably going to come off pretty quickly. But I think perhaps one of my biggest problems was that I wasn't quite ready. I do have to do some research for the last volume. The last volume has some technology in it that I'm not 100% familiar with, so I need to do some research when I get to the last volume. There'll be plenty of time for that after I get Zephyr's Call done. A lot of people have asked about whether or not I'm going to have books at Balticon. I don't know. Robin hasn't said, and I'm not going to sit at the booth. So if there's books, she hasn't mentioned it. I haven't mentioned it. And I don't have any intention of spending this Balticon sitting in the trader's floor, because I've got way too many panels. I've got way too many panels to be playing with books. The reality of it is that it's, you know, we sell a few about what we'd sell in an hour online all weekend long. And while that's a very up close and personal few, the reality is I've got too much other stuff that I need to do while I'm at Balticon to be spending time at the dealer's table. Now, Robin may decide that she wants to bring a table and set up. She's got one panel that I know of. I'm on it. It's the Riordan Publishing Showcase. This is going to be a tough one. Last year at Balticon, I was unashamedly, unreservedly in support. This last year has been really rugged between my not writing and their not producing. It's been kind of a tough year. So part of it is, I wonder how that's going to fly. I suspect that there's going to be, the potential is there for people to come and take her on for the delays, for the business model itself. The business model itself is valid. I really like their business model. The problem is the execution. But I can't throw too many stones, because my execution hasn't been all that great this year in terms of new content either. So, yeah, there's that. The good news is I seem to have broken my Lord of the Rings Online addiction. Just the thought of logging back in again is sort of, not sure. I'm sure I'll go in and play again. I still have a lot of characters in there. My wife is still very active in it. I think she'd like me to come and play with her, but she hasn't said anything about it, so I can't really. I don't want to draw any conclusions that are not necessarily valid. One of the problems that she has with games like this is that she chronically feels like she has no idea what's going on. And so she's constantly struggling with how does this work, where do we go, where is this place? And the only way that that can get resolved is if she goes and does it, so that she's, in effect, driving. A sailing canoe. like it would be fun. I've been sailing in such a long time. Something about sailing. You're out there in the boat, you put up the sail, and the wind moves you. It's not exactly silent, but it's very quiet. It's very peaceful. You can sort of sit there and just go. Particularly if you've got a lot of open water to sail on, get the boat set and sail. And a while later, change tack, sail in a different direction. Sailing is good fun. The problem that I have with it is that after a while, just sailing around in circles is kind of boring. So having some place to go in the sailboat is good. Having something to do in the sailboat is good. Just going out in the dinghy by yourself and sailing? I'm not so sure. Perhaps I should do it more. Finding on the lawn. Oh, God. Yeah, my legs hurt this morning. It's not that I didn't get my exercise yesterday. I just couldn't record over the lawnmower in the first half, and then I had water and mud everywhere for the second half. Not something I wanted to take any electronic gear into. So, yeah, pain. Oh, early spring. Delicious breeze. I guess it's late spring, early summer now. There won't be many days where this wind is got a chill edge to it. Soon the breezes will all be oven hot. I'll be sweeping across sun-baked land. They'll all be very warm, even early in the morning. The other side of that is early in the morning there won't be much wind. It'll be very still till the sun heats the land up again. The thing with this space is that there's not a lot of water. I mentioned this before. There's not lakes or big rivers or anything to mitigate the temperatures. So the land absorbs the heat a little bit, not like water does. And it lets it go again almost immediately. Again, unlike water, which holds on to the heat for a while, lets it off gradually. Jacket. Across the street, the last one. Here we are at the back gate. As always, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.